Waddle and Sylvie. Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000. This is Waddle's World.
And in Chicago, Tom Waddle. He can't run, he's not fast, but he gets open.
Bears legend.
Amazing.
9 career TDs in the NFL.
He caught everything that was thrown and took every hit that they could give him.
Tom Waddle.
Let's get weird. Let's get weird.
Welcome to Waddle's World. Come inside.
Let's get weird. Let's get weird. Weird. Let's get weird. Weird. Let's get weird.
Weird.
Yeah, why don't we get weird for a minute? Waddle's World, brought to you by our great partners at Wintrust Community Banks. They are Chicago's banks. Find your nearest Wintrust Community Bank. Visit Wintrust.com/find us, member FDIC. Sylvia, I got a little Cubs update for you. They are currently tied 4-4 with Cleveland in the top of the sixth. And Nico Hoerner has hit a home run in this game. And I believe
he's red hot.
Javi Baez left after being hit in the wrist. Uh-oh. With a 94-mile-an-hour fastball.
Well, let's hope it's just a bruise.
Did you say Nico Hoerner is on fire?
He is.
He's hitting 875.
Yeah, Nico Hoerner, I think, was 4-for-5 coming into this game. And he needs a big year, you know? There was a big debate amongst Cubs fans. Should they send him down to get more at-bats?
Yes.
Because he never got the AAA experience. Do you know that? He went from AA, and then they needed him in that pennant race a couple years ago. Last year, there was no minor league season, so he was thrust to the major league team. And so he's never really truly been developed like they originally thought he would be.
Isn't AA, though, where you get the most of your kind of growth? Like, by the time you get to AAA, isn't it like, aren't you seeing in a lot of instances more talent?
Yes, AA. A lot of times. And yeah. Some stars come up
right.
From AA, but he wasn't deemed that. They right. needed him, you know, in the end of that. I think it was, what year was it? 19? Like, they needed him then.
Yeah. A couple other notes for you. Another no-hitter for Alec Mills. He threw 2 innings of no-hit baseball.
Oh, stop it.
What? That's an accurate story.
Another no-hitter.
Craig Kimbrell, 1 inning, 4 runs, all earned.
No. Really?
4 hits. Yes. Mm. Yeah.
I think he was hitting 95 on the gun. But look.
No, he was hitting 95 from his hand to the plate. It was hitting 195 from the bat to the
exit velo, your favorite stat.
Yeah.
But remember, this is Craig Kimbrell's first full spring training in 3 years. Because two years ago,
he's got that going for him, which is nice.
Well, he has a chance to at least ramp it up a little bit more. Mm-hmm. 2 years ago, he had no spring training. He wasn't on a team. Last year, they get interrupted on March 11th or whenever that was.
Keep massaging yourself. Keep going.
I'm just giving you facts here, Waddle. I'm not telling you anything. I'm just giving you a fact.
Make yourself feeling better, huh? Make yourself feel good.
They needed to sign him. They didn't have a closer that year.
That feels good. The White Sox and the Mariners tied at 2 at bottom of the 6th. By the way, did you see, it was the Cubs-Mariners, right? Wasn't it the Cubs and Mariners yesterday? And I believe a Cubs pitcher beamed a Mariners hitter, right?
Was it Cubs-Mariners or Cubs-Dodgers?
I believe it was the Dodgers.
Was it Dodgers?
Yeah.
Who was it that got hit in the head? Or was that 2 days ago?
There was a Cubs pitcher that hit somebody in the head.
And I thought we were going to go. I thought we were going to have a spring training fight. I was watching. I wasn't paying attention.
Why are you watching all these spring training games?
Well, they're on the television above me.
Usually you catch Waddle when he's talking to us on the talkback or whatever's going on in the studio when you're watching on Twitch, ESPN 1000 Chicago.
I'm watching the game.
But the player got hit in the helmet, and Waddle jumped up, started moving around, pointing at the TV screen. You didn't notice anything.
Yeah. I hit the button. I said, my God, we're going to have a fight. And they're like, what are you talking about?
We're like, what's going on?
I said a Cubs pitcher just hit a Mariner in the head.
We're like, okay.
That was Wednesday's game. They faced the Mariners. Yeah. The ESPN game.
Yes.
When they tied 8-9.
That game lasted 5 hours, I think.
Yeah. They played the only game that lasted 9, and then they tied.
Yeah. That was it. Blake Griffin and the Pistons have agreed to a contract buyout, making him an unrestricted free agent. No, I don't want him.
What? Do you guys have friends like this where whenever like a name gets released, I have this one friend, Brian, who texts me all the time. He gets excited. Boogie Cousins gets released. Bulls Boogie? I'm like, dude, what year is it?
Yeah.
And then today he was like, but he was Blake Griffin. I'm like, I think he's going to go to a contender. And he texted back. I go, well, let me dream. And I go, dream bigger.
Well, let's get Brian. Is this Brian? Did you say his name's Brian?
Yes.
Let's give his out his last name so we can actually get him some help.
It's Brian Levin.
Brian, what's going on, bro?
He loves the old school names.
I hear Dikembe Mutombo is looking to get back in the league. Why don't you want to give him a max deal, Brian?
Whenever there's like an NBA player who once was good, who gets released, he's always texting. Bulls? Is this? But what do you think, Bulls? I'm like, no, we got to build.
What kind of buyout would you expect here? Finding a trade for Griffin, who was owed a remaining $36.6 million this season and $39 million in 2021-22 prior to the buyout just was an insurmountable challenge for the Pistons. They couldn't find a trade partner. Duh. It's the same thing that I kind of unfortunately feel is the case with regard to anything that could potentially happen with our Bears. Like you asked the question yesterday, you asked Field as well. Boy, that Khalil Mack deal at the age of 30 is going to be something that's hard to move now, especially in the climate that these teams find themselves in financially. It's interesting. Were you depressed by what Field had to say? Because he kind of, like, I think we all are in a very hopeful mode that the Bears would be able to find a deal that would work with the Seahawks, but if you put your realist hat on and your common sense hat on and you ask yourself, does it make sense for the Seahawks? Your answer is no, isn't
not
it?
Not this year. Yeah, right. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
We don't have those hats. We don't have
You don't those. Have that no, common sense
no,
hat?
No. In the no? trash. Good. Those hats are in the trash.
Okay. The Washington football team has released Alex Smith. You in, guys?
I think Nagy will be in. I think that's another one they don't rush to. And I don't know if Alex will rush. I think if they find the quarterback market bear, that you may get Alex.
Let's do a re-rack, okay? We made predictions before. Mm-hmm. Let's go right now. Tyler's in for Abdallah. Chris is in, obviously. You've heard him talk.
What's the prediction? Is the prediction who will be the Bears opening day starter?
Yes. And what their quarterback room would look like, just one and two. You don't have to tell me, like, number three. I'll go first. You ready?
You're going to go Nick Foles.
I'm going to go Nick Foles and a rookie.
That's what I think. I think they're going to come up with no Watson, with no Wilson, and they pivot to trading up the draft board for one of the younger players.
That's what I'm saying.
And here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you that they're going to find a way to get rid of Foles. Alex Smith will start with a rookie, because he's really good in the room, too. Just to mix it up,
Chris?
From you.
Guys, I'm going to go with Russell Wilson. Wait.
Really? I don't. But there's zero sincerity in that delivery.
That's not true.
Zero.
Maybe in the delivery, but the thought is there.
Really?
It's like when you took the Browns to win the Super Bowl.
No. They were a good playoff team.
So you think we're going to be able to make a deal to get Russell Wilson?
I don't think there's many options.
For us or for them?
Well, okay, so let me ask you this. A week ago, we knew that there were two teams that had quarterbacks who may be looking to upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
One of those teams, we find out that their quarterback has new hair, and so he might be in, right?
Drew Brees
in the Saints. Hair. Okay, so you take him off the board.
That he's going to be retired.
Oh, so we're retiring him now.
Well,
that was TV hair.
Well, oh, okay. No, Dan Patrick said that. That's okay. Had the thought.
Okay, because sometimes you're working a little extra hard in the off season. The hair's growing a little extra thick.
Not because you're working hard.
Okay. All right, so fine. Saints are still in play. But we had the news yesterday that Ben Roethlisberger re-signs with the Steelers. You take him off the board. I thought they were a wild card in this whole quarterback situation. And so these teams are, like, removing themselves. The Bears are still there. They need a quarterback, and they're desperate.
There is, like, okay, your explanation, I will up your sincerity to nothing. I went from zero sincerity level. That was nothing.
Why?
You get no raise in sincerity. I don't think you believe what you just said.
So you just want me to say, all right, Nick Foles.
No, I want you to say what you think actually, truly, if you had to bet your own money, like an amount that would sting if you got it wrong. If you had to put your own money down, what would you bet it on?
But I think,
and you just said Russell Wilson with zero conviction.
No, I think there are three options at play. I think it's Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson, and Dak Prescott.
Oh, really?
And I think however the Cowboys factor into those other two options, maybe Prescott's an option. But
I would love that.
Guys, they're desperate. They can't roll back with some Alex Smith
but
nonsense.
But like we've talked, Chris, you can be desperate all you want, but if you don't have anything to deal that's comparable to other people.
But they jumped out of the plane without a parachute. They are Keanu yes. at the end of Point Break, and they got to catch up the Patrick Swayze
like the old...
and hold on for dear life as they head to the ground.
The old Point Break or the new one?
No, the old one.
No,
new
I'm saying
one.
Which
get
one?
Okay,
I
with the new
I'm
one.
Just asking which one.
That is terrible.
Well, I mean, like this.
X Games nonsense.
The special effects in the newer one are better than the other.
All right, but I'll take the Catherine Bigelow directed original from 1994.
See, now that's conviction.
Boom.
When you just waffled in there, Russell Wilson, like there's nothing there. You just did nothing.
Because I don't know.
Like when you look at me and go, new one, old one. That's the conviction I'm looking for.
I don't know if they can have 100% conviction in trying to make a trade because, like you pointed out, you have to have the other side agree with
you. What if they really collaborate hard?
No.
It's going to make another team give them Russell Wilson, right?
No, listen, I don't agree with the collaboration, whatever's going on up there. I'm not a fan of it. So you like I don't think that helps them.
Uh-oh, George.
Okay. Tyler, what is your prediction?
I'm going to go with a rookie and Jameis Winston. I think they'll find a way to get rid of Foles and Jameis. They're going to get desperate late. And then they're going to double barrel it with a rookie and Jameis.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the big swings are the three players that Bleck mentioned. Watson, Wilson, and then Dak if he becomes available. And then I think they view a big swing as trading up the board for Trey Lance, for Mac Jones, for Fields, one of those quarterbacks that they can get. And that will buy them time. That's a big swing, too, to go all the way up the board.
Uh-oh, George.
I just want to make sure, Waddle, it's not a bit because I was going to start the show tonight at 6 with this. I have this weird feeling
that something good's going to happen.
I don't know why I'm optimistic.
Really?
I don't trust Pace. I don't like him as my GM. I don't like anything about the front office
but
or the organization.
But you just have a feeling that it's going to work out?
Well, no, George. Because he has gone for it in the past.
No, I agree.
He's a freewheeling guy,
He'll
you know?
Jump out of that plane without a parachute.
He's done it before. He's jumped out before. When you choose Adam Shaheen from Division III after you just traded up for Mitch Trubisky, that's a jumping out of the plane twice without a parachute.
Uh-oh, George.
Eagles center Jason Kelce is set to return for his 11th season. He's restructuring his contract. I have not seen any big names released today. I saw a couple of names that seemed a bit more than just trivial in terms of offensive linemen. I think there were a couple of guards I saw whose names were attached to potential trades. I don't see a lot of trading going on. Like I saw someone on Twitter suggesting that one of the really the best way for the Bears to create some cap space is to trade Akeem Hicks. I don't know who's going to trade for Akeem and absorb his $10 million or $12 million, whatever it is, cap hit.
Right.
Like I don't think there are going to be people out there trading for veterans. Like Kyle Van Noy, who's got like a $14 million deal. That some team and they're trying to trade him, the Dolphins are. I think you're going to see a lot of these guys cut, not traded.
Right. There's going to be so many of those type of players out there. Yeah. Why would anyone trade for
right.
one?
Yankees manager Aaron Boone is feeling much better after getting a pacemaker installed. Think I'm ready to get back in the dugout, he said. Had a pacemaker inserted on Wednesday and was discharged from the hospital in Tampa the following day. That's pretty cool that you can have a pacemaker put in one day. You could be out in the dugout next day.
Yeah, I get it. It's cool when we're looking from it from afar. That's like kind of scary, too, wasn't it?
My point by saying it's cool, it's that the medical advancement is such that he can have it installed and the medical professionals feel secure and confident enough
that
he can get out of the hospital the next day and then possibly get in the dugout and get back to managing to his real life. That's a really cool advancement. Sandy Alderson, who's the Mets president, said some of his players aren't defensive geniuses. Alderson says he is emphasizing offense over defense, but Kevin Pillar and Albert Almora Jr. were brought in to help with their gloves. Quote, while some of our players aren't defensive geniuses, we think that the overall blend that we have is pretty good.
The Mets have they refuse to get out of their own way, don't they?
Yeah.
With what happened, which didn't Alderson hire both Mickey Callaway and Jared Porter, who have had issues?
I think
where
so.
They've gotten fired and they've been exposed now in the media.
I think so. Okay, when we come back, I've got a little bit of nonsense and a little something we like to call Friday version of Florida or Ohio.
Coming up next.
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Bring Waddle and Sylvie with you at home or in your office. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Molly Hatchet? Yeah? It's not Cyndi Lauper, Chris. I think that is Molly Hatchet.
Anyway, you don't sound like you have much conviction.
I don't have a ton of conviction about that, but I'm not going to try to sell you that I do. I'm not going to perpetrate fraud like you tried to do in the last segment.
Was that a fraud, Sylvie? Was I being a fraud last segment?
By what? I don't think you would.
I don't believe. Yeah. I just don't believe you believe that you what you were telling me. But that's fine. That's okay.
I feel a certain way.
Did you guys know that the mullet was back? Here's the title of this article: "The Unstoppable Revenge of the Mullet." And Miley Cyrus, whose dad pretty much rocked the mullet better than anybody, is the person that I'm looking at, and they're suggesting that she's starting to rock the mullet. I know you're a Miley Cyrus fan, Sylvie.
I am, yes.
Have you seen her sporting the mullet?
I have, because I follow her on Instagram. What? Is that a creepy thing to say?
Like when you say follow her on Instagram, like does she Instagram a lot?
Hey, girl!
Yes, she Instagrams a ton.
It was perfectly timed.
She's busy with her stories.
Yeah.
She's busy with her pictures.
From pop stars like Rihanna and Miley Cyrus to a surprisingly high proportion of the England rugby team, the short front, long back style has reinvented the world's TV screens, reinvaded rather, and high streets. So everybody's actually rocking the mullet again.
Now, do you
That's
think
awesome.
Does COVID have something to do with it? Because
no, I just think it's like these fads and these styles, they come and they go, don't they? I mean, that's why they're called fads.
Reading it, I would guess, Waddle, and you have the story in front of you, the Miley Cyrus angle, I would have to guess, has something to do with the style of her album that's released currently. Oh,
what is her album?
Isn't her album like a throwback to like 80s
rock? Let's ask Sylvie.
Sylvie, what's
the new album? I don't have the insight
about
on the new album. I'm watching her stories, though.
He
right
doesn't
now.
Listen to her music.
Well, I'm sure she promotes the album, though.
I had a better scouting report on Taylor Swift's new album
than when she.
Well, first of all, she just did Love Story over again. Did you know, Waddle, that she is one of two people to reach number one on the country music charts with the same song twice?
I did not know that.
Do you know who the other woman was?
Dolly Parton.
You are correct, sir. You did know that.
No, I did not know that.
That's true.
That was just my guess because, I mean, listen, there has been a career span there. She's been instrumental, too, in helping people get the vaccine as well.
Yeah.
Dolly's done a lot of work. Not Taylor Swift. She may, but I know that Dolly has.
Taylor does a lot of good work, too.
I didn't suggest she didn't, sir. I know you felt the need to support all you haters
of Taylor default to why can't she get married? Why can't she find a boyfriend?
Who are those people?
Leave her alone.
She does good work.
She helps all the people out. Leave her alone.
That's a ghost fight right there, isn't it?
Who's saying that?
A lot of people like to bring that up about Taylor.
Like who?
What?
Like you, Waddle. Like you.
Did I say anything?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Swinging at ghosts on a Friday.
Jeez. Not true.
First cap earlier in the show, and then now T-Swift haters. Okay.
How about this? A toilet seat with Yeah, built-in scales now exist so that you can weigh yourself before and after. You can now answer the age-old question of how much lighter you weigh after doing your business thanks to a new invention. The actual seat has a scale on it, so when you sit down, it gives you a weight. When you get up after your business and then you sit back down, you can weigh yourself again, and then you know how much you
Look, not to pick another fight. How about just another, just using your regular scale before and after?
Well, I mean, like, listen, what we're trying to do is save time at every step, right? So, like, why would I then have to get up and then go over where the scale is and stand on the scale when I can do this? I sit down, I look at the number, and then basically you don't even have to get up and sit back down. You just stay there.
Sylvie's right. This is if someone brought this to our Waddle and Sylvie Shark Tank, no chance. We're going.
Investing.
No,
I'm just telling you now.
It's a stupid idea.
They have a scale built into your toilet seat.
Do they have
this
sales? What are the sales numbers?
I don't have this year's quarterly report.
How much did they put into it?
We did a Kickstarter. We raised $1 million, but we're in it for another million, and our sales are $42,000. See ya, go home.
Do you know how many people are very conscious about their weight and keeping their weight at a certain level?
I am. Yeah. I weigh myself every day.
Do you really?
Ridiculous, yeah.
And why? You feel necessary, or is it for medical reasons?
No, because I'm a slob at times. I love to binge eat. I love to eat, and
Is that how you torture yourself into not binge eating? Is you step on the scale and then you feel shame?
No, that doesn't sound healthy.
After the weekend, it probably isn't. After the weekend, like, I'll weigh myself. I'm like, damn, I'm up to 168. I want to be 162.
You're a hippo. You're what are you, 168? Wow, look out.
And then I try to eat healthy all weekend so I could have another pizza on the weekend.
You're not going to be able to fit into those skinny jeans anymore at 168. But you're fighting weight.
Sir, are you okay? Sir?
There's a guy in his fetal position on the scale. He's crying.
Escaped convict lands himself back in prison after coming out of hiding to buy a video game. Footage shows the fugitive attacking two police officers and having to be wrestled to the ground in Birmingham City Center. A fugitive armed robber has landed himself back in prison because of that, because he came out of hiding to buy the new Call of Duty game. Wow. Escaped convict Clint Butler. You talk about your weight, and I can hear you jingling a bowl of some food over there. Like, seriously. Like, why don't you put down the afternoon seven bowls of cereal, and we won't have this shaming conversation about you needing to get on a scale.
Three scoops of ice cream.
You just had ice cream during the show?
Yeah, he did. He's backtracking. Yes,
no, I was going to say, that's something
no,
to
celebrate. It was cereal. Bull. I was joking.
If you were having during the show on a Friday afternoon,
that's awesome. That's
here,
awesome.
I'll send you a picture. No, I wish I could.
Escaped convict Clint Butler assaulted two police officers and had to be restrained. Body cam footage shows him kicking one officer in the groin and punching another. He escaped the Spring Hill prison last year while serving a 17-year extended sentence for crime, including robbery and firearms. He got out, he stole, and is trying to steal a Call of Duty game, and he is officially back in. An Iowa man faces up to 65 years in prison for forging postage stamps for his eBay business.
You can't do that.
Facing up to 65 years in prison for forging, like, that's like, you don't mess with the postal stuff. Bradley John Matheny convicted Wednesday of 7 counts of postage meter stamp forgery and counterfeiting, as well as 3 counts of export violations. So,
all right, we have time for a game, don't we?
Yes, we have to.
Get ready to play the game that's sweeping the nation. Public drunkenness. Exotic animals. Dumb criminals. Random stabbings. Or maybe just some good old-fashioned debauchery. Everything's on the table. It's the Sunshine State versus the Buckeye State as we play Florida or Ohio. And as always, listeners, feel free. free to play along at home.
I hope this is a good one because I had a lot of tameness. We need to get really deep into the debauchery.
Oh, we got a good one today. Okay. Fort Ohio, Ohio, brought to you by Manscaped, the leaders in male grooming from head to toe in Florida, Ohio, and across the globe.
Use our promo code Chicago.
All right, ex-con used cat to clobber a man.
What?
An ex-con is back behind bars after she allegedly struck her male roommate in the face with the pair's cat. Police say that Wendy
she
Heard,
used the cat as a weapon.
Cat to the face.
And the 73-year-old victim were involved in a verbal argument late Sunday evening in their home when the dispute turned violent.
Get in the face!
Heard cops say took the cat and threw it on the victim's face, causing the cat to scratch the victim's face. Heard then followed up the feline attack by striking the man.
Time out. I can't begin to tell you how much restraint I'm showing right now. Because there are a million jokes.
Hey, girl.
Some good, some bad. But there are a million that you could go with right now. And it's a Friday. Like, I got to tell you. Like, if I'd had a couple drinks in me, I'd be fired right now. Keep going.
The victim suffered minor injuries during the incident, for which Heard was arrested for a domestic battery on a person over the age of 65, which is a felony.
Wow. So what if you're 64 and you beat up someone who's 65? You're really the same age, but then you it's older, a felony.
It's a different class.
Yeah.
It's Boca Raton, Florida.
Yeah, I was going to say Tampa.
Oh, you guys are right, because there's gated communities. They're tossing cats left and right. Yeah. I'm going Florida as well.
Yeah.
It happened in Largo, Florida.
Of course it did.
All right. There you go.
Of course it did.
All right,
hey,
coming up next, it's Like It, Love It, our gambling segment. Good luck finding some games this weekend, too.
Oh, boy.
And then we've got what to watch for. It's a big weekend in TV. So lots to get to. Pat Boyle at 5 to talk Hawks.
Waddle and Sylvie, weekdays, 2 to 6.
Follow on Twitter at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87. ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
It's tough without the NBA. You know, they got the All-Star game this weekend, which is odd. But they follow the green. Waddle has always taught us that. So there's no NBA games this weekend other than the All-Star game. There's some betting opportunities there, of course. You got some college basketball tournaments. But we did
I'm dialed in right now.
Who are you dialed into?
I'll tell you when we get this thing going.
All right. So this is Like It, Love It. Just a taste of it. We promised we would continue it outside the football season because there usually is a ton to gamble on. We got hockey to gamble on.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do it right now.
I like it. I love it.
Just a little taste of it.
I like it. I love it. I want some more of it.
Yeah.
Not so yeah for me last week.
Oh, what are we at tally-wise here?
All right, so right now, Abdallah's sitting at the top of the standing. He's got 14 points. Waddle, you're in second with 13. Sylvie with 11, and Bleck at 7.
It's a long season, guys. Long season.
I know. It's shaping up very similarly to football.
I've got some doozies for you today.
Me too.
Really?
Me too. Yeah. So Abdallah's got the honors. Are you, Tyler, are you...
You're in charge of picks.
Yeah, I've been sent the picks. Sent the picks.
You said picks?
You said picks.
I said picks.
Yeah,
okay. I said
just want to make sure.
All right. So his like for today, he's going with the Blackhawks game against Tampa Bay, and he's going to go under 6.
Ooh.
He's going to ride that under 6, which hit yesterday as well. So don't know if I agree with it, but...
I'm going to...
Tyler doesn't like Abdallah's pick.
That's okay.
All right.
He's going to hate it when I get to my next one.
All right.
I'm going to stick with some college basketball, a little round ball to get things started, okay? I'm going to the big Mercer-Samford game.
Yes.
And I'm taking Mercer, giving 7.5 to the Samford team.
Now, what made you go this way? How have you been scouting Samford?
It took me a while.
Yeah, I sniffed it out too, Sylvie. This is did you see this somewhere? Is that
did someone tweet
is there,
this out?
Did someone
is
this write
a,
this on,
is this
in
a
an
Chad
article
Millman
on,
pick
on the
or
Action
something?
Network? So, are you lifting picks here?
I swear to God, I went on my DraftKings and Casino Queen Sportsbook app, and it's the first game I spun the dial, and it's the first game I saw,
I
picked Mercer -7.5
That's
over
great.
Samford.
Okay, all right,
that's what I like.
So Waddle's got Mercer with
a basketball team. Minus 7.5.
I'm so glad we're doing this.
Let's guess. I think Mercer, the logo of their team is a bear, isn't it?
The Mercer Bears?
I think their logo is a bear.
Mercer is a bear, yes.
The colors are orange and black.
That is correct.
Look at you. That's really good.
Take that, logos.
What is Sanford?
Congratulations.
The Cardinal?
Samford.
Samford's in Florida, right? Isn't Samford in Florida?
No, that's in Alabama.
Samford's, as I said, Samford's in Alabama.
I can't pull the Samford. What is it? What's their logo?
You'd probably hurt yourself if you did.
Sanford Eagles.
It's an easy guess.
Okay.
I'll give you that.
Wildcats?
Close.
The Samford Tigers. The Samford Cardinal.
No.
I said that.
I know. It sounded good, so I thought I'd repeat it.
Bulldogs.
Why is that easy? Right. Like, yeah,
Bulldog is the dog version of Wildcats. I get it.
Well, nobody's going to be whatever that Saluki thing is.
Hey, easy. It's distinct. It's unique. We lost to Loyola today. I have taken a Bulldog, too, in my picks, so I'll get to that in a minute. My like is I'm going Oppo Abdallah. And Tyler, I don't know if you were thinking like me, but I like the over in back-to-back games. I think that was an emotional game last night. I think there's going to be some tiredness. I think some sloppy goals. I'm going over 6 in the Hawks.
Sloppy goals.
Games.
Okay.
Sloppy goals.
Yeah. A Friday night slop fest.
Like I'm sloppy. All right, guys. My like, I will take Chris Paul at plus 250 in the skills competition. Chris Paul in the skills competition. I'm taking Chris Paul. I thought about Luka Doncic, but here's the problem. Luka is slower than almost everyone else on the court. So I think Chris Paul has the speed and the ability to hit that long half-court shot to win it. So I'm going Chris Paul in the skills competition plus 250.
Very interesting because the odds do not favor that, but while he may be a favorite, it's not like betting on a game where it could be like a coin flip.
Right.
All right, so what does Abdallah have for his love?
Abdallah's love, he's going to the ACC tonight, and he's going to take Miami minus 3.5 over the Boston College Eagles. Boston College Eagles.
Okay, I'm going to also, didn't Abdallah ride with the under in the Hawks game?
Yes, he did.
I'm doing the same. Under 6 goals.
Oh, wow, you both are with
him. I don't know who's in net. Like, what's his face?
It's always good to gamble on an over-under, not knowing who's in net during a hockey game and making it your lock.
The big guy, Vasilevsky, for Tampa, had a good thing going, and then the Hawks put 2 in the basket. But, like, I'm just telling you, and then Lankinen can stop that puck,
but
too.
But what are you telling us?
That there isn't going to be 6 or more goals in this game, so I'm taking the under.
I'm just telling you.
It was 3-2 last night?
Yes, it was 3-2
last night. Okay, I love the under 6 in tonight's Hawks-Lightning game.
All right, I'm going with, for my love, to the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament, and this is where my Bulldog pick is taking form. Drake is a 7-point favorite against you and I. I love the Bulldogs to cover the spread tonight.
Okay, great.
It's better than Mercer.
Is it?
It's Valley. That's my home conference.
Okay, fine.
And Mercer, they're the Bears, and Waddle's a Bear, so...
Chris, I think it's your turn.
All right, my love, let's go with Devin Booker in the three-point contest, plus 200. Now, I thought you guys would really get upset with me if I made my like and love from the three-point contest, because that's what I usually do. I do a little sprinkle in the three-point contest. It's one of my favorite things to gamble on is the three-point contest. Ooh. And I think what will come down to this year, it'll be Book and it will be Stephen Curry. Those are the two that are going to get to the final.
Is this Saturday? Is this going to be Saturday?
Sunday. All Sunday.
Everything's Sunday.
It's all Sunday night. So
when do they do the three-point contest? Because the dunk contest is at halftime.
Here, I'll give you the schedule. Just looking it up.
Does it make me a bad fan that I don't get thrilled by the slam dunk contest?
I've tried through the years to engage you with some dunk talk. And
so the...
Waddle wags his finger at me.
No. The skills competition and the three-point contest is at 5:30 Sunday night.
This is what I would do.
Basketball fest.
Little advice to the NBA. Dunk contest, 6 feet and under. Three-point contest or the skills contest, 6'10 and taller.
Okay, well, I mean, Kevin Durant would then.
Yeah, I mean, most guys shoot guys. Threes now.
Yeah.
I mean, right. You see Embiid the other night?
Good. Yeah. Right.
All right. I mean, most short KD guys
isn't
can't dunk.
KD isn't going to participate.
Can't dunk, so how's
not
he going to dunk?
Not this year, no.
KD isn't going to play in that. Like, you're not going to get...
Can I get an established player to dunk, though?
Why?
I
mean, Why does it matter? Why do you need an established player to dunk? Why, you've never seen him dunk?
I like to know the players a little bit more than just have a bunch of rookies do
it. Why? The dunk is what's important, the artistic work, not the artist.
Cassius Stanley not doing it for you, Sylvie?
Exactly. Like, if you go to a concert, if the music is good, but it's a band that you may not know, you'd rather see a band you know with the music
with
good.
Crappy music?
No, I didn't say with crappy music. And that's where you're losing me.
All I want is good
music. I'd rather
music.
See good dunks from good players.
Why? Well, I just want to see good dunks.
I like headliners. It's the all-star game. It's not the okay dunk game.
You're a star chaser, aren't you? You're a star chaser.
Let me throw this out there. You guys know in, like, the X Games for, like, skateboarding,
yeah,
how they have, like, the street competition.
I have no idea what you're talking.
Guys are doing stuff, but they're all out there kind of at the same time trying to do their tricks. Have you ever seen this?
No.
Tyler, do you know what I'm talking about? No one knows what I'm talking about. Like, I wish the dunk contest was, you have the four or five guys who are in the dunk contest. They're all on the court together getting off their dunks.
Being defended by somebody.
No.
Yes.
But like, it all happens at once, and then, like, you're trying to one-up each other all at the same time on the floor.
Okay. No.
Like, what really kills a dunk competition is when they allow the, like, redo.
When a guy who's 6'9", oh my God, jumps in the air and dunks in a cool fashion, like,
all right, you're a hater.
Like, he's a dunk hater. He's a dunk hater.
6 foot and under. 6 foot and under.
Real hater.
6'10" and above. Come on, that would be entertaining.
Short guys can't dunk.
Didn't Spud Webb win the dunk contest 1 year?
You gave me
one. So did Nate Robinson. Nate Robinson won it multiple times.
Now you caught my attention.
D. Brown?
Right. I mean, somebody who's 6'8 and flies through the air and does something at 6'8, I mean, that is natural to them.
You know, it's 30 years since D. Brown and the Reebok pumps.
Oh, yeah, that was right. And then the blind dunk, too. Yeah. Didn't he do the blind dunk?
Yeah, he put his arm over his eyes.
Waddle and I once had a big knockdown, drag out fight over Dwight Howard.
Because you thought it was so cool.
Oh, he was lame.
Because he closed his eyes. He closed his eyes and he did the Superman.
Lame.
He's 7 foot freaking tall. He doesn't need to see the basket. He just reaches up.
Lame.
It's the dumbest thing in the world.
What are we on here?
Some taste.
Time for a taste. We've got Abdallah is tasting Capitals and Bruins. He's going to go over 6.
I'm tasting the Vegas Golden Knights minus a goal and a half over the Sharks.
I'm taking Team Durant plus 4.
And I'm going oppo with Sylvia. I'm taking Team LeBron. They're the better team minus the 4.
It's because you don't like Zach LaVine. You don't value him like that.
No, it's because I decided this off the starting lineups. I mean, LeBron's team is so much better.
Yeah. We'll see.
Luka, Steph, Giannis, LeBron.
Yeah. They got good players on KD's team, too.
They're all stars.
They're all good. Coming up next, what to watch for this weekend. We got some good programming tips.
This hour is brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois. Through life's ups and downs and for all the journeys ahead, you know what to bring. The card you can count on. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois through it all.
Even if you're not spending as much time in the car, don't miss a minute of Waddle and Sylvie at home. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000. Waddle and Sylvie get you set for your weekend viewing with What to Watch For.
That's right, What to Watch For, brought to you by Swift & Sons American Steakhouse in the West Loop in the Fulton Market District. It is absolutely awesome. We're getting back indoor dining up to 50% now in the city. Kevin Boehm, Rob Katz have been working hard in the last year. They always work hard. They're restaurateurs of the year. They're innovators. Their executive chef is Chris Pandel. They'll bring you the Chicago Steakhouse with a modern twist. You'll absolutely love it. Safety, number one priority. Support local. Get back out. Yes. Swift & Sons available as well. for takeout and delivery. Check them out, part of the Boca Restaurant Group, Swift and Sons. Waddle, what are you watching for?
I've started to watch a series with my wife. It's an Amazon original. It's on Amazon Prime. It's called Tell Me Your Secrets. I will not put it in the same category as Yellowstone or Peaky Blinders, but it has caught my attention and it has kept me interested to the point where I have not gotten to sleep before 12:30 in each of the last three nights.
It's new, right?
Yes. The first episode, as the kids say, the cool kids say, it dropped February of this year.
Okay.
So, I think it's worth watching. I think it's something you probably would like to watch with your significant other.
Okay, good. We could use
you
that.
And I think you and Allie specifically would probably like this.
What's it called again?
It's called Tell Me Your Secrets.
Tell Me Your
again,
Secrets.
Don't come back to me and yell at me and say, I'm not telling you that it's, the best. It's not the best suggestion I've ever given you, but it has kept, like I said, it has kept my attention to the point that I haven't gotten much sleep the last week.
Look, you've been really good at binging recently. You've had some really good recommendations.
I'm a talented binger as well.
No one should be holding anything against Waddle in this category. The other stuff, yes. This stuff, no.
That's right. Totally fair.
I want to have a longer conversation about Coming to America later. I'm excited to watch that. That was a movie that we watched all the time. Whenever it was on TV, and it used to get a spin all the time. And I'm excited to see Eddie Murphy doing comedy again like he's been doing here. So I'll get into that. Here's one that I told Bleck about. And the first part I wasn't so sure about, but I did finish the documentary on Netflix. It's Biggie, I Got a Story to Tell. And it's about Biggie Smalls, and it's about the rivalry. But the coolest thing about this is what made The Last Dance so cool is they have cameras following them all around through the early 90s all the way through his death, the Notorious B.I.G. And it's not like a professional crew like the NBA Entertainment followed the Bulls in 97, 98. These are all of Biggie's guys who followed him. And I think I've seen
part of this. Where is this?
It's brand new. It's Netflix.
Okay, yeah.
And it's all of their camcorder footage. And there's interviews with his mom, really, really good stuff. So it's called Biggie, I got a Story to Tell, and it's on Netflix. Nice. Boys, what do you have?
All right, first off, not just watching, but I will be listening to White Sox baseball because we are the home of White Sox baseball with Len Casper, Darren Jackson, and Connor McKnight Sunday at 1:30. Catch the pregame with Connor, and you can listen to White Sox and Rockies baseball at 1:30 on Sunday right here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. And I'm annoyed because I don't think either of you have watched Ted Lasso yet, and I've given that recommendation for 2 weeks
there
in a row.
I'm going to get there.
And I also, for a couple of weeks, have mentioned In and of Itself on Hulu. I'm annoyed that neither of you have watched that.
Yet.
You're
yeah.
magic, guys. So I will also give you guys the documentary on TNT before the NBA this weekend. They have the Inside Story on Inside the NBA. I'm very critical of that show now.
You are, yeah.
But it was the best sports TV show for a very, very long time. And set the standard for all other sports TV shows.
Is it on demand?
I don't know. The first episode was last night. There's an episode tonight at 8 o'clock about Kenny Smith. There's an episode tomorrow night about Charles Barkley at 8 o'clock. And then there's the Shaq episode gets put after the All-Star game on Sunday because, he's the one no one wants to really watch.
It's like I'm done.
Talking about Chris.
Yeah. All right, Tyler, do you have a recommendation?
Yeah, you took mine, but I
Syracuse
do have...
Syracuse basketball.
Yeah. No, they're off this weekend. But we do
Boeheim
have Big 12 basketball.
Nose again?
What's up?
Boeheim picking his nose again?
No, he's getting in feuds with reporters now.
Oh,
yeah. Big 12 basketball, Oklahoma State and West Virginia this weekend. The Big 12, the best conference in college basketball, might I add.
Okay. There you go. What to watch for each and every Friday, brought to you by our great friends at Swift and Sons. Check them out in the West Loop in the Fulton Market District, brought to you by the Boca Restaurant Group. 2 minutes away, we're going to talk to Pat Boyle. Believe it or not, we had a huge debate in the first hour of the show about Brent Seabrook, who retired today. We'll talk about last night's game, tonight's game, and Seabrook's impact on the Hawks in 2 short minutes.